Okie doke, we are back. Another edition of the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast, Monday's broadcast, all over again, right here for you. The highlight reel on this September 21st. The Eagles made it loud and clear. They stink out loud. The Seahawks and Patriots do not, and we address them as well from Sunday Night Football. Speaking of sports, we're playing a big golf tournament after the show. Well, right now, we're on the course as you're listening to this. It's the Charity Open for the Veterans Multi-Service Center. We talked about John and what he should do there today. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd, as we do to start off every week. Song Stories Today featured the Birthday Boy and his song, which you might have heard of, Hotel California. Parents on Zoom are getting lectured by teachers. I took another stab at Dave's beatdown. How would I fare? Three isolated drum tracks. Could I identify them? And Rush lyrics were also debated on today's show. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
And of course, another Eagles game yesterday. And slowly but surely, the air was let out of the balloon.
Slowly? I guess fumbled at the third plane of the game. It was over.
It's true.
That's a great point.
I had family over for my one-year-old's first birthday. And so I was in it, just like last week. You know what? I think that's how I'm going to watch the whole season.
Right, really?
I'm just in and out. Yeah. Wasn't paying attention.
That explains why you weren't responding to texts.
I was all over the
place. Oh, I was watching golf like Steve.
Really?
Halftime, I'm all U.S. Open.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I
know what's going to happen.
I had self- destroyed myself.
Don't do it, John.
Through the whole damn
Don't
thing.
Don't jump.
Although, see, this explains why you guys didn't notice what I was mentioning earlier this morning.
Uh-huh.
The high point in the game for me was whoever was controlling the crowd noise, because they put boos in.
Oh, really?
Boos in on two different occasions. And what was great about it is it made it even that much more an Eagles game.
Keeping it real.
Nobody, and I have not seen that many cutouts in the stands anywhere. Although
really?
I've seen a lot of them in some places. They had them in both the end zones,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, they were full, right? The end zone and then, you know, the two sections next to them, and then behind the teams.
Okay.
So,
probably
the camera is. Right. You know, but see, there were high points of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Trying to spot people in the cardboard.
I truly enjoyed the loss.
John DiBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
Clear and 46 degrees outside. See, this reminds me of those days of going to school and like not being dressed right and standing there at the bus stop just in a shirt going, oh, I should have put a jacket on.
Yep.
But I guess that's how you'll feel in the kitchen this morning, kids, because nobody's waiting for the bus. 46 there right now, 66 the expected high, a sunny and cool day ahead of us. Ahead of us this coming Saturday is when we're doing our Gimme Shelter benefit for Habitat for Humanity's Restore store on Washington Avenue. I always like adding an extra store to that Restore.
Let's people know.
Know what we're dealing with. So on Washington Avenue, it's a great way to help out all these people who deal with Habitat for Humanity. And more than likely, you've got stuff left over in your house, whether it was from, you know, it might be furniture, it might be tools. It could be any one of a number of things. If it is usable, they would like it. And if you drop it off, the entire ASTEF is going to be there on Saturday. And you'll also get a Gimme Shelter t-shirt courtesy of MJ Corp. This is all being brought to us by Wise Markets and Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. If you want more information about things you can bring, or just use the keyword shelter on WMGK.com. As long as we were talking about football earlier, and none of us were up late enough to see the end of the Seahawks-Patriots game.
See the beginning.
Right.
I watched the first half.
You did?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, all right.
Well, favorite broadcast.
Well, the Seahawks were leading 35-30, and there's like moments left to play. There's one play left. Right for the Patriots.
Right.
That's all they're gonna do. They got enough time for one play. That's it.
Sure.
Cam's got the ball. Here's Alan Criss.
2 seconds, and it comes down to one play. This is it.
Here we go.
Cam is gonna take it himself, and he doesn't get in. And the Seahawks are gonna win the game. 35-30, Seattle.
I wonder if Belichick took his beak off for that. You think
okay,
so?
I was wondering where you're going with that.
just really?
God. Oh, God. He is the
well, that's
most
probably
annoying.
What caused it. He was dressed like a Seahawk.
Oh,
he had a Seahawk nose on.
It'll get you every
that's
time.
That's it. Yeah. That's his reverse cheating way.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You're not going to believe this morning, Cindy. Guess what I'm doing later?
What?
I'm going to play golf with Dave and Steve.
I can't wait.
All right, right. Actually, wow. Actually, they're playing golf. I'm doing my favorite thing at a golf match.
Which is?
I'm going to wave to everybody as they leave and then go home.
Right. John's playing golf
you
presenter. Come on, man.
Swing one club.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Hit the range at
all
least.
All right. I'll hit the range.
Yes.
Right.
A whole bucket.
I'll throw a ball at the range.
I don't know which would be more funny, watch you throw a ball or swing a club.
I think I told you this before, but the one time I tried playing golf, well, I tried when I was younger, and I had a terrible hook. Uh-huh. I would just hook it every single time. Right. There were baseball scouts asking me if I could come work for them, right? But when I became older and I went out and I tried to do it, for every 5 swings, I may hit the ball once.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. And I just realized this just is not for me. This is not my sport.
You're right. You know?
It's so funny because everyone swears you're like this big golfer. Like, he has the golf.
Right. No, he doesn't.
Today you will.
Right. I like shooting things out of the sky.
I love
shooting clays. I mean, that's fun.
Right.
Right. You know, I got a lot of sports I like, but golf, I wasn't built for that.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
All right, well, it's a Monday morning, so let's get to it.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3,
bah! All right, Cindy, get us going.
All right, the main character in The Wizard of Oz was originally going to be a boy.
A boy?
Yeah, but L. Frank Baum's niece Dorothy died as he was working on the book, so he changed the character to a girl.
Wow, that story would be so weirdly different.
It would.
I just couldn't accept it with a guy.
The slippers, right. That'd be a weird twist.
You beat me to it, Dave. Yep. Yeah.
What would they have, like, you know, ruby high tops?
Maybe.
What would it be in?
Superman lives in Metropolis, which we all assume is New York City. It is actually a city in Delaware, according to a former DC Comics editor.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss that. Wilmington never looked a lot like Metropolis to me.
Yeah.
All right, Dave?
Hostess made potato chips with orange, cherry, and grape flavors in the 70s, and they failed miserably.
And should have.
Yep.
All right. And mangoes were so popular in the 60s and 70s in communist China that when a guy compared them to sweet potatoes... He was put on trial for malicious slander and executed.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Random facts.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It's going to be sunny and cool. You guys are going to love this for our golf today.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing a golf event with the Veterans Multi-Service Center later on today, handing out an award to...
A worthy recipient,
right, and all of that. So it's going to be a fun day for us. And remember, if you have some spare change, you can always donate it to the Multi-Service Center. Just go to WMGK.com. All the information is always there for the Veterans Multi-Service Center. 46 degrees outside right now. Coming up at 7:40 this morning, it's Dave's Beatdown. We haven't done this for a while, right? If you haven't encountered it before, basically we play the drum tracks from popular songs that Dave should know, and it's his job to figure out what that song is just by the drum tracks, which we are amazed by every time he does it. But I think you think we got him this week?
Yeah, this is one of them that we're using today we've been holding off on.
Right. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ace up your sleeve?
Yeah.
Wow. So, and there's
because
another
I played it.
And there's
your son's toy set.
Pots and pans. You know, so, but no, there's one, and there's another one that's going to be difficult, but I think you will get it. And we'll get to that at 7:40. Right now, we're getting to.
You know the bands, you know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Robbins DeBellaware Diamonds. Self-serve ring cases and absolutely no sales tax. That's Robbins DeBellaware Diamonds. Well, Don Felder's been a friend of the show for a while now. Actually, ever since he left the Eagles. Right? But Don told us a story one time about Hotel California. Hotel California was a song that he wrote, originally calling it Mexican Reggae. And when they decided to record the song, right, they started recording it, and he's working out the solo at the end with Joe Walsh. And all of a sudden, Don Henley comes running in saying,
He says, no, 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 you got to do it like the demo, because he had been listening to the demo over and over and over. So I had to call up my housekeeper back in Malibu. We were in Miami in the studio. Have her go look through my cassettes and find this cassette that said Mexican reggae on the outside of it. Put it in a blaster, play it, and she held the phone up to the blaster and we recorded it. And I had to sit down and learn note for note what I just made up on the spot, which turned out to be the solo you pretty much hear on the record right now.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Something that's becoming a big problem with all these kids at home working from, going to school from home. Mm-hmm. Right, and of course, later on this morning, we'll give somebody the opportunity to pick up on a new computer. Compliments to the folks at Comcast for a grade school challenge that'll happen at 8:35. So, but a lot of kids who are at home, their parents are home too.
Yeah.
Right, and the parents have not gotten into the swing of there's a live video camera happening in the room.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And it seems that this happened in Florida. This woman's name is Edith Bride. And she spoke to the school board about the problems that they are encountering. She has somewhat of an accent, so it may be difficult to understand her in parts.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else. Remember, all children are on the computers and can hear your conversations. So please try to use proper language. No cussing, because if I say just no profanity, they may not know what profanity is. So no cussing, they know what that is. Number four, when you're helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarettes. Parents, please understand that your child is in class and the parents should not stay in the picture and make silly faces behind the child.
Oh my God.
The parents and make silly faces behind the child.
Imagine your mom walking up with a joint as a kid to your parent teacher conference. My God.
You want some marijuana?
<You're right.
laughs> My mother would be pronouncing the J.
Same here, probably.
Seeing to this day, she can't say Perrier or taco.
Or taco?
Yeah, tacos. Tacos, okay. And Perrier.
Right. Perrier. Either are better than a joint.
She's never gotten Perrier out at all. Right? She just stumbles over Perrier.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Didn't Mick Jones admit to us that that's his favorite? Jukebox Hero is his favorite Foreigner song.
I think so. Yeah, I remember that.
But I wonder if he thinks it's the best Foreigner song.
I don't know.
His favorite
I fell asleep
to play
when he was answering.
It does take him a long time to give you an answer. We got this vote the goat thing. Foreigner is in there as well. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you asked Mick what Foreigner's greatest song was. He would probably say, "I want to know what love is." Because it was such a huge hit and they made so much money off of it. It's very possible he would say that's their greatest song. But we've got the vote for GOAT going on. You go to WMGK.com. You pick the best songs. I did that again.
That's twice now.
That's twice.
Well, listen, it's good because somebody is going to be pissed off.
Right. Especially when it comes to Led Zeppelin. Because we're asking you to go there and pick what you think are the best songs by those artists. Mm-hmm. Right, you go to WMGK.com and then all through October, we'll play them back. We'll play the results. It's a vote for the GOAT. This is the greatest of all time right here at MGK. You know, with Led Zeppelin, because I know, look, again, I will say it. I've said it before. I will say it again. You don't have to vote for Stairway to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It may be their best known song, but is it their greatest song? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, what about Hendrix? Are you going to go with Fire? I would go with Six with Nine or The Lighting of the Midnight Lamp. I would go with something like that.
Yeah, you don't have to go obligatory.
You know, no, you don't. You're not being judged. You're only getting to vote. So do it now at WMGK.com. What we've got to do right now is... Yep, it's time for Dave's Beatdown. Once again, we give you the opportunity, or actually we give Dave the opportunity to figure out who these bands are and what songs they are, right? And sometimes even what drummer it is. And today, we might have you today.
Yeah?
We might have you today.
I slept terribly, so I'm going to throw that excuse out there already.
Okay, there you go. All right, well, let's start you off with your very first one. Here is for the Beatdown. Tell me what song this is. It would be even nicer.
We got the beat.
It would be even nicer if the computer agreed with me. There we go. Come on, computer.
Kick it.
Come on, computer.
Smack it.
Play. You're supposed to auto. Okay, we're going to do it this way then. We're going to do it the hard way? Fine. Do it the hard way.
Oh, man. Sounds punky. Oh, man. Is it Ramones? Yeah, it's definitely a Ramones song. It's not I Want to Be Sedated. Oh, God. Rock High School.
Oh, my
Rock
God.
Rock High School.
Very good. Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School. Okay.
This is the one that I thought that, maybe we might sneak by you. But now this time, I got to tell you, that was very good.
Thank
you. Very good. Not a vocal to be had.
Not exactly a Ramones expert.
Right,
I did go to CBGB once, though.
All right. Well, Marky would be proud of you.
He would.
All right. But this time, I'm not sure you're going to be able to get this one.
Oh, man.
We may have found one, Steve.
Oh, man.
We may have found one.
Oh, it's so basic. What the heck is this?
Wow, he doesn't even...
Oh, my God. I couldn't even tell you.
Hasn't even said the band.
I haven't said the band. That's a bad sign. That's a really bad sign. I can't even tell, what era it's from. It sounded... programmed at first, but it's definitely real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's real. Well, let me get to you from the front.
The struggle is real.
The beginning.
I don't think I got it.
You don't think
I got nothing. I legitimately have nothing. Man, who the hell?
REM.
What?
REM.
REM.
Right? Man on the Moon.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh, well done. Sure. On the Moon. Okay. Oh man.
All right. Well, you're one for one right now. Okay. All right. So
go out with a winning record here.
Oh, you're one for two actually. All right. Last one this morning goes like this. You ready?
Yeah. Hit me.
All right.
Oh. Let me just make sure. That wasn't from the top, was it?
It was from the top.
It was?
Yeah. It might have been. No. We upcut it because.
You did?
We upcut it because. So
oh, yeah. Dave Grohl. Yeah. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Okay. Woo! Very good. All right.
Never a loser.
Two out of three, as always. Ain't bad. Very good, Dave.
There it is.
Woo! Yeah, if I gave you that front part, it was just like.
Exactly.
Anybody in their car could have figured that out. I got to tell you, it really amazes me when you do this. We knew we were going to get you. We knew we were going to get you on REM. Right. But didn't think, I had one other one we were going to go with, but there was no way you were going to get that either.
I'm just proud of that Ramones one because pretty much every song has the same beat.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
That's, proud of that one.
That's one of the reasons why I've been staying away from it.
Right.
I was is it fair? How much is this what's the difference between Rock and Roll High School and, I Want to Be Sedated?
Not
all that much.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
We start off in Deltona, Florida, where three teens were driving around at 2 in the morning on Sunday. This would be last Sunday, looking for cars to break into, and someone's Ring doorbell cam got them on video. So the person was at work at the time, and when he got the alert, it showed them trying to break into the truck in his driveway, but he was in a great spot in order to catch them. It seems that the owner was a helicopter pilot for the police department.
No way.
Right? Yep. He was a police helicopter pilot.
Bird's
he
eye.
Was up in the air when the alert came through on his phone, so he used the helicopter's night vision camera to track them down.
Wow.
Cops on the ground tried to pull them over but couldn't, so he kept following the car while they set up spike strips, right? And all three of them were arrested. The police found a bunch of wallets in their car, and it turned out the car itself was stolen. They're all facing multiple charges.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
A 19-year-old guy in Shikoku, Japan.
Okay.
He has a thing for stealing women's underwear.
All righty.
A few weeks ago, he saw
Japanese are so weird.
Correct. He saw a thong hanging on a balcony on the ground floor of an apartment. It was hanging there to dry. I don't really know who hangs their thongs out to dry, but whatever. He snatched it and ran. He didn't realize that
he
it was
snatched a thumb.
Yep, he did, okay. Snatch it. Yeah. Okay. It turns out it was a 38-year-old's man thong.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
The cops were able to identify the guy from security footage after he left the arrest. After he was. Excuse me. The cops. It's the man thong. I can't get pissed. The cops You're were able alone. To identify him, and then guess what? They arrested him after the theft. There you go. Okay. Now straighten it out.
All right.
They also broke it to him that this was a man thong, and he said, no, no, there's no way it's a man thong. It was.
In the herd.
That's it right there. That's a big crime in Japan.
Yeah.
No, right?
Yeah.
We get these stories from all over the world.
National news.
Right? Japan, someone stole underwear.
Not going to Japan for mine. A place called Pittsburgh, you might have heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Four adults and a juvenile learned the hard way how not to handle a traffic stop. After pulling a sedan over for rolling a stop sign, an officer on the scene detected that undeniable odor of pot we all know and love. It was coming from the car. So everybody was asked to step outside, but one guy, 20-year-old Treasure Tony, allegedly thought it would be a good idea to just toss his drink on a cop and make a run for it. So that's what he did.
Right.
Of course, he was caught, and the officers were able to find Tony's treasures, including two guns that had been tossed from the car, almost two dozen baggies of crack, a baggie of weed, and 355 ecstasy tablets in the pocket of one of the ladies. Everybody was arrested.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning is a 22-year-old woman named Julia Adlasic in Slovenia. Oh. I'm going far from mine. You went to Japan, I'm going to Slovenia. Earlier this year, she went to the hospital with a bad gardening accident. She accidentally lopped off her left hand with a saw.
Hand?
Yeah, hand. Surgeons were able to reattach it, but obviously it doesn't really work the way it used to. After the accident, Julia filed claims with five, yes, count them, five insurance companies. She had gotten policies with all of them about a year ago, and she was looking at a total collection of $1.2 million. But after an investigation, it appeared that she cut off her own hand on purpose for the insurance money. Right? There were a lot of inconsistencies in her story. Plus, a few days before the accident, her boyfriend had searched online about how artificial hands work and how to remove a hand. All right. On Friday, Julia was sentenced to 2 years in prison for insurance fraud. Her boyfriend got 3 years in prison. Apparently, masterminding the scam and convincing her to do it was a bigger crime.
In the herd.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Rush and Tom Sawyer finally figured out, for years, for absolute years, and I don't know why I never bothered to do this before, finally looked up the lyrics to Tom Sawyer, because I've always wondered, right, when the world is, love and life, and then I thought it was, what did you think it was?
I thought it was Artie.
Artie.
Yeah, who's Artie?
I thought, did you ever give any question?
No.
I thought it was Huggy. As a matter of fact, remember Huggy from Matt and Huggy?
Sure.
All right. That's how he got the nickname Huggy.
That's amazing.
We decided that it was in that song, and then that was his name, right? From now on, you're Huggy, right? It's our real, our deep, rather.
Yeah, right? Our deep.
So when you put those two lines together, the world is, love and life are deep. What?
You're inviting a lot of texts to our text board right now from all the Rush heads.
I know. Well, somebody says it makes my day when you play Rush.
Yeah.
I'm glad I made his day. All right. Now I just ruined it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.